Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to introduce Deb from the US, who takes LDN for many conditions. Welcome, Deb.
Thank you. Nice to speak with you.
Could you tell me for what conditions you take LDN?
Sure. I take it for Hashimoto's, thyroid disease, pernicious anemia, celiac disease, and vitiligo.
And when did you first... When did the first time you had symptoms of one of those diseases?
When was I first officially diagnosed?
Yes.
2001. With Hashimoto's.
Okay.
The others were about 2008.
What did you experience symptom-wise?
In the very beginning? This goes back to 1993. I had brain fog. I had pain in all my joints, dry eyes. That was like my first one. My ears were always ringing. I had weight gain, which I've always been 107 pounds my entire life. I gained about 25 pounds. Tiredness. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. I'm just pathetic.
So what did your doctor say at that time?
Well, the first doctor I went to was an alternative type doc, and he nailed it. However, he treated me, he never tested for antibodies, and he treated me with kelp, which I had a horrific reaction to. And then came the round of seeing other doctors and getting the old fibro diagnosis, chronic fatigue syndrome, Epstein-Barr, the disease du jour.
What other medications did you take?
Well, kelp, which was a disaster. I really didn't take any. I tried things for the joints. I saw a rheumatologist. They really didn't work. Even cortisone didn't work. I'm trying to think. What else they tried on me? The Epstein-Barr, they never even tested me for. So I imagine since about 90% of the public has this, I probably do have it. But I've never really tested for it. But it is on my record, along with a lot of other misdiagnoses. I was also diagnosed with bipolar in 2007, which was completely inaccurate. That was brought on by stress, high cortisol, the pernicious anemia, which can cause that, and of course my adrenals were sky high. So I was like a walking time bomb.
So how would you, before you found LDN, how would you have rated your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
I would have said a 10 because I was optimal on my thyroid meds. I'd always eaten high protein, low carb, so my stomach never really bothered me. But I just had a gut feeling that I had that. So I think that's why I went with that diet, and that's also why my blood test came back negative. That's why I had to fire one doc. I fired 11 doctors. I counted them up the other day. he told me that this was the gold standard for testing celiac disease, and that just set off alarm bells in my head because in the thyroid community, the gold standard refers to the TSH test, which is a test for the pituitary hormone, and it means squat. To anyone who knows anything about thyroid disease, it's good for diagnosing, maybe catching overt problems, but it misses so many people.
Today I'm joined by Sally from the United States, who uses LDN for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Thank you for joining us, Sally.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Could you tell us when you first noticed that you had thyroid problems?
I noticed it about 5 years ago, but it took me about 2 years to figure out how to best treat it.
Mm-hmm.
And after I figured it out, I found that LDN was the best part of the protocol that I used.
Mm-hmm. So could you explain to us what your condition was like before you found LDN?
I had many symptoms from a sluggish system. I had receding gums, splitting heels, no sex drives, rash, anxiety, joint pain, acid reflux. I even had carpal tunnel. So many symptoms that I thought I had MS. It turns out it was only this, but I don't know which is better.
Well, having MS, I don't think you'd want that either. So
I agree.
If you had to at that time rate your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best, what would it have been?
At the time, it was about a 3 because I just couldn't figure out what was going on, and none of this seemed to come from anywhere. I had no idea why any of this was happening or what the cause was. And all of the doctors just kept saying, oh, well, just treat the symptoms. Let's take care of this one at a time. But I didn't want to go by one symptom. I wanted to find out what the root cause was.
Mm-hmm. And how did that impact on your daily life, everything that you were having to deal with?
Well, it affected everything. I wasn't as active. I wasn't as positive. I wasn't myself. And so I ended up obsessing on what was wrong with me as opposed to living life and enjoying my family and my job and everything else.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get a prescription for your LDN?
Well, I had to go through many doctors and finally found one 2 hours away from where I live that was more than happy to prescribe it. And I've been using it ever since.
And when you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
I haven't had any side effects at all. I started out with a very low dose of 1 milligram and then increased it by a milligram once a month. And I stayed at 3 because it seems to work for me. The antibodies that were at about 900 are now down to about 34. So I thought 3 milligrams was enough.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take before you noticed that it was doing something for you?
I think it was about the second month when I started feeling just a little bit more myself. I also had blood tests every month to make sure that things were working. And so the blood work started to show that the antibodies, which is what I really wanted to go down, that the antibodies were slowly going down.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my best indication.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been on LDN now?
For about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And in that time, what would you say the symptom relief that you've experienced has been?
Just about all of the symptoms I had started to disappear. And I can't attribute it to any of the thyroid medications because those were still there when I had the symptoms. The thyroid medication wasn't really doing anything about the symptoms. So they started slowly disappearing. I got my gums fixed. My heels healed up. I started feeling better. I had a little bit more energy. I just started to feel more of like myself.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say now your quality of life is on that score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
Oh, it's 10. I play 18 holes of golf 3 times a week and walk my dogs 2 miles a day. So I'm very happy.
Oh, well. That sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it?
It is. It is amazing. And now I've become an evangelist and I tell people that they might want to investigate. So I show them your book.
Oh, right. So what do you say to other people who have got, say, Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, and are rather skeptical of taking LDN? What would you say? What'd your message be?
Well, I first ask them if they really want to get well, because most people don't want to have to deal with the things that you have to do. You have to go through a vitamin protocol. You have to do a diet change. You have to do things that you don't really want to do. But the thing that helps you through all of that is taking LDN, because it makes life much more bearable. But if you don't really want to get well, you won't do the discipline and you won't even use the LDN right.
Well, that sounds like very good advice to me. And thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
Well, thank you for asking. I appreciate all that you've done for us.
I'd like to introduce Margaret from the United States, who takes LDN. Thank you for joining me, Margaret.
Hi.
Thank you. Could you tell us when you first started to get sick? How old were you?
Well, after the birth of my first child, when I was 20, I started to have a lot of hormonal problems and symptoms. And after several years and several doctors, my first diagnosis was with polycystic ovarian syndrome. And I suffered through many years of trying to find someone to treat me in a way that didn't have a lot of side effects. And I eventually went on metformin, and that was very helpful. And I kind of had a period of good health for several years. And then when I was about 35, I started to have a lot of new symptoms that were similar but different and more intense. And after probably 4 years of that, I finally was diagnosed with having Cushing's disease and having an ACTH secreting pituitary tumor. And I had pituitary surgery 2 years ago in May of 2013. And they found the tumor, they got it out, and I went into remission. And the recovery from that is quite brutal. You have to slowly wean off of steroids. You have to take them as replacement because your pituitary doesn't work right for a while. And the withdrawal from steroids has been likened to heroin withdrawal.
Okay.
So it's very intense. It's very painful. You have a lot of joint pain, muscle pain, a lot of psychological symptoms, depression, anxiety, because not having enough cortisol is almost as anxious-provoking as having too much. And so it's, you know, a good year of weaning. And then what happens is, because you had high cortisol for so long, a lot of autoimmune things pop up that were being suppressed by the cortisol. And that's kind of where I'm at this point, where now I have really high Hashimoto's titers, and, you know, I'd have to replace a lot of hormones, and I'm still in the recovery process from Cushing's. But, you know, in the meantime, 10 other autoimmune things get you.
So before you started on LDN, could you describe what a typical day for you felt like?
Well, I started on LDN when I was about 16 months post-op from pituitary surgery. So I would say that I had very little quality of life. I was still in the place where I was in a lot of pain. I didn't work full-time. I was only working part-time and only from home at that point. I could barely do the grocery store by myself and come back home. I still have people taking my kids to school for me and basically helping me just to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say probably on a scale of 1 to 10, it was about a 3.
Oh, wow. Yeah. As good as that.
Yeah, not a good life.
No.
Well, I mean, it was better than when I had Cushing's, where my life was a 0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before they took the tumor out, I was homebound and could not work, didn't think straight. had severe panic disorder and anxiety all the time, and hadn't slept in probably 2 years by the time I had surgery.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. So it's a really intense disease.
it certainly sounds like it. So how did you hear about LDN?
My endocrinologist, who he is a Cushing specialist, that's what he specializes in, he actually recommends it to a lot of his post-op patients because most of us have these underlying autoimmune problems. And he gives it out quite frequently, especially if you kind of linger in your recovery. I mean, some people just snap right back. That wasn't me. Maybe because I was older, I'm not sure. But he recommended it, and my primary care doctor prescribed it for me. I ended up making my own with 50 milliliters and 50 milligram pills because my insurance doesn't cover compounding, and that was the most economical way for me to do it. And so my primary care doctor, he's in on it too, and he actually prescribes it for me and, you know, does all the follow-up for it for me.
Mm-hmm. And when you started, did you notice any side effects at all?
Well, I started on 0.5 because I was doing liquid. It was really easy to, you know, change my dose based mm-hmm. on whatever I was noticing. So the very first thing that I noticed was that I started dreaming, like, a lot. And they weren't bad dreams. They were actually amazing, wonderful dreams. But when you have Cushing's and you have you don't sleep for a long time, you don't dream anymore because you never get to REM sleep. And I'd had several sleep studies, you know, when I was sick but didn't know what was wrong with me, and I never had any REM at all. Mm-hmm. So I will say that the very first thing that happened was it gave me back REM sleep, and I started dreaming on a regular basis. And each increase in dose, I would have several days of just fantastical dreams, mm-hmm. which is a good thing to me. So it's a side effect, but a good one to me, because mm-hmm. they were never bad dreams or nightmares or anything like that. I did notice that on each dose increase that I would have a little bit of bowel motility, very short-lived. And when you have hormone issues, that's not unusual. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in my body. So I don't know if I can particularly attribute it to LDN, but I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it just was, you know, ever been getting used to it. So at this point, I'm on, my endo wants me to work up to 4, but I'm very slowly working my way up. Right now I'm on 4. And that has been a process of about a year of getting up that high. And I stayed at 3 for a long time. But my Hashi titers were still very high, and so he wanted me to go up a little higher and see if we could get it to work.
Mm-hmm. So what is a typical day like for you now?
Well, I attribute some of it to LDN. Some of it is just simply time and my pituitary recovering. But I now work full-time. I am completely in control of my own life. I still have some chronic pain. It's much better. I do think that the LDN helped with the pain a lot. It is now where I can take 2 Motrin a day and be pretty okay. I also use acupuncture extensively, which is, you know, not about LDN, but that is a huge part of my recovery as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, you know, my life is an 8.
Wow.
Now, I work full-time, probably mm-hmm. 60 hours a week. I take my own kids to school. I have a child in college now, and I, you know, take him to school, and I grocery shop, clothing shop. I do everything now, and so it's a huge improvement from before I had surgery for my pituitary tumor. And, you know, I think LDN is probably half that. I won't be stopping it anytime soon.
What would you say to other people who are thinking of trying LDN?
You know, I think it's such a long-standing drug that's been around for so long, and, you know, they know what the side effects are, and it's really so low risk, why not try it? And I think that's how I presented it to my primary care. I said, you know, because he had other people on it for actual addiction, and so he had heard of it, he was aware of the drug. At such a low dose, he just had no problem letting me try it, even if he didn't really believe in it necessarily. So I would approach it in that way, that, I mean, the risks are very low. And if it doesn't help, then just quit.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does, then amazing. You know, that's what I would say. Try it.
Well, you have such an amazing story and so inspirational for other people. Thank you very much for sharing it with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.